Business Environment. Module J, Unit 20. Activity 10. A brief summary of the history of the European Union.
The history of the European Union begins in 1951 with the formation of the Coal and Steel Community. France, Italy, Germany, and the three Benelux countries agreed to unify their coal and steel markets. The idea of being economically interdependent made return to war, in the words of the French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman, materially impossible. The GDP of the six members rose steadily as the effects of the community rules on industrial production and trade began to kick in.
6 years later, in 1957, the six countries signed the Treaty of Rome, creating the European Economic Community. In 1961, the United Kingdom, along with Ireland and Denmark, applied to join, but France's president, Charles de Gaulle, vetoed the application. It wasn't until 1973 that the EEC enlarged, taking the three countries.
In 1979, the first Europe-wide election to the European Parliament took place. 2 years later, Greece joined the EEC, followed in 1986 by Spain and Portugal. In 1990, following the fall of the Berlin Wall and the unification of Germany, the EEC was extended to cover East Germany. In 1995, Austria, Sweden, and Finland joined what was now the European Union. The single European currency, the euro, was launched in 1999, with notes and coins entering in circulation in 2002. In 2004, the EU saw its largest expansion yet, taking in eight former communist countries in Central and Eastern Europe, along with Cyprus and Malta. Romania and Bulgaria followed in 2007.
For the 12 countries that joined in 2004 and in 2007, the accession process has brought real benefits. According to the European Commission, between 2000 and 2008, the process contributed an average of 1.75% to annual GDP growth in these countries. The Commission also says that enlargement has brought economic benefits to old EU members as new export markets opened up. Today's European Union contains 27 member states, ranging in size from Germany down to Malta. Under the current rules in the European Council, where heads of government meet to take decisions, voting rights are awarded roughly in proportion to countries' populations, although smaller countries tend to do better proportionally than larger ones.